Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Let me repeat something that I have said repeatedly. I guess that's pretty redundant and repetitive, huh? Let me repeat something that I've said repeatedly. Anyway, I've said it a lot, and I will continue to say it. One of the major issues facing the Church of Jesus Christ here in America and around the world is the issue of gender, sexuality, marriage, and family. It is not minor. It is not peripheral. It is fundamental, and it is a hill to die on. And it is one of the areas most under attack in the church today. If there's almost any area of the church where there is a temptation to take it easy, we don't want to offend. We don't want to upset anybody. We want to be accepting. We want to be affirming. We want to be inclusive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are seeing all around us a softening of the scriptural stance of God created male and female, and he designed marriage as between man and woman. And let me repeat, the Bible is not ambiguous on this. You cannot possibly believe in the absolute authority of Scripture and interpret the Bible to say that God condones same-sex relationships. You just can't. You have to question the authority of Scripture. You have to use the old cultural thing. Well, it was just a culture of the day, and you know, things have changed. No, you have to pervert Scripture. But many are willing to pervert the Word of God so as to be more accepted, more acceptable, to be more affirming, to seem to be kinder, gentler, and we're seeing it everywhere. And it's one of those areas where we simply cannot compromise. Yes, we need to be loving. Yes, we need to be kind. Yes, we need to be gracious. And yes, we should welcome anyone into our church or our churches. But I've said this before as well. The purpose of the gospel is not to make people comfortable. There is a world of difference between welcoming people and making people comfortable. The gospel makes people uncomfortable. That is a part of the gospel message. Welcome, yes. Comfortable, no. Hey, listen. If I am listening to a Bible-based, gospel-based sermon, I am often uncomfortable because the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. The Holy Spirit is convicting me. Often I am unbelievably comforted by a gospel message. As well we should be. Often I will hear a sermon and just go, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful for God's forgiveness. I am so grateful for God's goodness. I am so grateful for God's grace. But it's also true that I often hear a sermon and say, oh my goodness, I need to repent. And God touches me and convicts me. I'm always welcome. I'm not always comfortable. And neither should you be. Which brings me to this story about the Church of England. Anglican Church, Church of England. The American version, of course, is the Episcopal Church. And this is just bizarre. So let me read it to you so you don't think I'm making this up. Quote, a member of the Church of England's General Synod has said his bishop reported him to the police for tweets in opposition to queer theory and the sexualization of children. The gentleman who is a member of the Church of England's General Synod is a man by the name of Sam Margrave. He is 40 years old, and he is from Warwickshire, England. He reported to local news that he, quote, lives in fear of a knock at the door after being reported to authorities by Archbishop of Coventry, Christopher Coxworth. Margrave said, he was elected to the General Synod on a platform of, quote, upholding biblical values, end quote. He says the Archbishop was reportedly inundated with complaints about his tweets in opposition to gay pride. He said he was accused on social media of kink shaming after he tweeted photos of a child interacting with Pride March participants decked out in BDSM outfits. Margrave said, I promise to stand against the sexualization of children. He says he's been a member of the General Synod of the Church of England for 10 years. And he said, quote, and I feel there's a genuine issue here. And so I raised the issue about queer theory. I raised the issue about, I got the page stuck, about the sexualization of children and pride, and that we really need to address it. My motive is to call the church and bishops to stand up for biblical teaching, the canons of the church, not endorse sin or send messages that harm people by suggesting God agrees with an agenda that is incompatible with Christianity. And because of tweets like that, he says that his archbishop reported him to police because he took a traditional Christian biblical stand on sexuality. He was reported to the police for hate crimes by his own archbishop. Wow. Evidently, the police have not knocked on his door yet, but he fears that he could be arrested for hate speech as a member of the General Synod of the Anglican Church, Church of England, for simply promoting traditional Christian beliefs on sexuality. May I plead with you again? We are not to be hate mongers. We are not to be hateful. We're to be gentle, kind. We are to love people with the love of Christ. But we are to speak the truth in love. And one of the areas where we cannot, must not compromise is the issue of gender, sexuality, marriage, and the family. It's getting more and more difficult to deal with it and to take a biblical stand, but we must.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I have an incredible story out of Finland to share with you at the top of the hour on the topic of transgenderism. You probably are getting tired of me telling you that the United States of America is way behind the rest of the world in real scientific research on transgenderism. I mean, we are way behind the rest of the world. And Finland is one of the leaders with real science, not emotion, not feelings or phony, shallow studies. And I've got that to share with you at the top of the hour. This is a fascinating story. I was just talking about the Church of England and how a member of the General Synod for simply expressing biblical views has had the police called on him. And we're seeing this leftward slide continue, not only in the Church of England, but in denominations in America as well, including the PCUSA, the Presbyterian Church USA. This is a fascinating story. Headline, PCUSA clergy candidates claim exam question on violent Bible passage causes harm. Well, here's the basis of the story. A group of ordination candidates in the PCUSA have taken issue. They're offended and they are frightened because of a question posed in the ordination exam. And when you get into it, it's not entertaining. It's not funny. It's really, really sad. Let me read part of the story to you. Recently, the Presbytery's Cooperative Committee on Examinations for Candidates, the permanent PCUSA committee tasked with overseeing the exams process for clergy candidates, oversaw an exam in which test takers had to exegete or interpret a Bible passage. Well, when I read that, I thought, well, I'm glad that they're requiring ordination candidates to actually interpret Scripture. Well, that's when the story gets really bizarre. The passage for that particular exegesis exam was Judges 19, which centers on a violent group sexual assault and the death of a concubine. The injustice led to war among the tribes of Israel. Now, I'm not going to go into detail on Judges chapter 19. Some of you are familiar with it, but it is a portion of Scripture that describes violent sexual assault and indeed involved the breakout of a war among the tribes of Israel. Okay, but it's a part of Scripture. But these candidates for ordination want this particular question to be omitted from the exam for ordination because it will hurt some feelings and will cause people to be uncomfortable. Let me continue reading from the story. Usage of the passage prompted outrage from some who believe that using a sexually violent part of Scripture for the exam ran the risk of re-traumatizing victims of sexual assault. A petition posted to change.org. Now, why in the world would they go to change.org to deal with an exam? Why didn't they go to the people who were in charge of the exam? But anyway, I digress. A petition posted to change.org by the Reverend Elena Keppel Levy of Oklahoma, a survivor of sexual assault, has garnered more than 1,000 signatories as of Tuesday morning. The petition reads in part, "While it is a vital skill for pastors to be able to interpret, teach, and preach from Scripture, stories that feature extreme violence and sexual violence cause harm for both test takers and readers." Now, here is what the committee has said. Today, if you are going to be in ministry, you will probably be required to counsel people who have suffered from sexual assault. By interpreting this portion of Scripture, it can help you understand what victims of sexual assault might feel, and you might be able to develop a biblical foundation. Makes sense to me. But instead, these candidates for ordination just want that part of Scripture to be either removed or ignored because it makes them feel uncomfortable.